Welcome back. We threw an audible here on the Rational Revolution because we do that and we can. So, you know, I normally blab for 6 minutes or so, 6-7, as the kids say. And I really wanted to talk about the bills that that our buddy Representative Moderator Wagner authored. So my bad. Talk about them.
Okay.
Yes, I know. And I love, my favorite one is the one dealing with housing. But I mean, yes. talk about it.
Yes. So AB 454 is a bill that I'm the co-author of and will be signed into law. And it basically creates a new program that is modeled after Habitat for Humanity. For those that don't know my story, I was raised by a single mom who had me at 16. We were homeless for most of my life. And the program that changed my life was a public-private partnership called Habitat for Humanity. The local city gave the land, and perfect strangers helped build the house that my mom still lives in to this day. And so this bill is built off of this program. Both of these bills are about making the system work where everyone's already doing everything right. So the problem right now is that for too many families, even qualifying for a mortgage may not be enough to actually get into your first home. That you can qualify for a certain amount. This bill basically creates an extra zero interest mortgage structured to potentially be forgivable or at zero interest completely. And this would allow to cover the cost of construction, closing costs. This would allow for down payment gaps, et cetera. And this would make the actual mortgage cheaper than you would on your own. And this will go all the way up to the middle class. So this isn't just about the most struggling community. This is literally up to what we call the area median income. So from the poorest people to the middle class will be able to benefit from this program. And we've also made it streamlined so it shouldn't be bogged down by paperwork. This is a game-changing piece of policy that had broad bipartisan support, was celebrated by housing advocates, both in Green Bay and everywhere. And this was inspired by programs like Habitat Communities Build the Block, where they build a whole section of the neighborhood to make it more affordable for families to have access to home ownership. I know the power that homeownership has in changing people's lives. When you get into a home, you are more stable. You're more likely to go to 2 or 4 year college. You're more likely to live in a safe neighborhood. Your kids are more likely to graduate high school. You're more likely to have a strong job. Housing is the cornerstone of building strong communities like in Green Bay. And so this bill was inspired by the people of Green Bay, and it became bipartisan. And it's going to be signed by the governor. And I couldn't be any more proud of turning Green Bay values and my personal experience into a bipartisan win that's game changing for the housing market. And I'm just, you probably see me beaming, just deeply proud of, yes, it was hard, but it was worth it. And that you can outwork a broken system, but the goal is to fix the actual system. And this bill goes a long way in fixing our broken system. And just to give you one factoid for your audience, for the first time in history, the average age of someone buying a home now is 40. Mm. This is the oldest it's ever been. So home ownership is becoming so out of reach for everyday families. That's, and so these are people who have careers, right? Exactly. So this bill is trying to curb that trend, and it won't solve every problem, but this is what government needs to be doing around housing. So I'm really proud that the solution-oriented bill got bipartisan support and will be signed by the governor.
You should be proud. We're proud of you too. You know, that's awesome. And you know, and you have two of them.
Yeah. And the second one is AB 759. Essentially, this is a DACA bill. DACA is a term for people called dreamers. This is a term for families who had moved here and their children have basically lived here their entire lives. There's a specific designation. But in Wisconsin, there's about 200 jobs that require a state license. Because of the way the law was written originally, a long time ago, if you were a dreamer, you could not get a job as a teacher's aide, as an electrician, as a plumber. These are the jobs that we need in places like Green Bay, where we have a lot of folks who've come from different places and now work incredibly hard, like in our meatpacking industries. Mm-hmm. And so all of this bill did was remove the barrier. Sometimes government is the problem, right? It's not always that people are the problem. Sometimes government's the problem. And government had an arbitrary rule that said that these dreamers could not get this license, even though they've lived in our communities, they've gotten all the qualifications, they've paid to go to 2 or 4 year school or licensure. They still could not serve these jobs. Now they can. So we have bipartisan support in a time where people are demonizing immigrants, that are racial profiling people, assuming their immigration status. This bill says that people in our communities, our neighbors, are going to be able to work the jobs that we need them to work, that they've been trained for and have the qualifications for. And the only thing standing in their way was a law that no longer needed to exist. So this bill unlocks the earning potential of our neighbors, ensuring they can work on the jobs that we need here in Green Bay. And so both of these bills are about fixing a broken system. And one is about making sure you have access to the jobs that are gonna make your lives better. And one is making sure that housing is available to working families. And together they really are an example of what's possible when you're really focused on getting things done for the city and for our community.
Yeah, that's not naming a post office, man. Those are some big, they're big deals.
Yeah, I'm just, this could not be possible without the people of Green Bay doing this alongside me. Local groups were involved in the decision-making process and the bill writing. We were working with people all over the state. This really is reflective of the people of this community and the passion folks have across the aisle to actually get solutions done. They just need more people focused on solutions and not petty politics, in my opinion.
No, I think it. Yeah, you're totally right. And it's cool to see that you did that. How did the 30 seconds? How did the inspiration for the DACA bill come from? I mean, we know your story with housing. Was it someone that came to your office or wrote or?
Yeah, so we have a bunch of DACA recipients in Green Bay, and they talked about one, the fear that their families have about not being able to continue the work that they're doing, and two, the barriers they had to get to the work and the jobs that they wanted, like being a teacher's aide. There are people who've trained their entire lives, who've gone to our public schools, who cheered on our Packers, who gotten 2 and 4 year degrees to be teacher's aide and couldn't become a teacher's aide in the schools that they love, that invested in them because of the barriers of their DACA status. And so this bill is about them, allowing people to go to their dream jobs, these wonderful, incredible jobs that we need here in the city of Green Bay. And they were proud to be a part of the solution. So awesome. It really was inspired by people saying, how can I give back to the community that gave to me and the jobs that they've trained me for without the law getting in the way?
Well, appreciate all of your work and thanks for being a friend of the show for so long. So brother, have a great one, my friend. We'll talk
soon.
Thank
you so much.
You're listening to National Revolution on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you next week. Thank you.